It's a points fest here.
Maroons Footy Tips for the new Patriot Campers and Patriot Supply merchandise. Now available exclusively from Watson's Leisure Centre.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
And round three of the NRL this weekend, and it all kicks off tonight with the world-class Brisbane Broncos. They're taking on the Dragons. Let's talk more about the footy with Maroon, thanks to Watson's Leisure Centre. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, mate, I'm absolutely fantastic. This one, I'm going to be calling this one tonight, Moffy. Your Broncos. Look, I'd love to see them lose, just so I could just bring that up with you, because that's what sort of a character, that's my character. I like, you know, kick people when they're down. But I don't think they will lose, mate. I think they'll... I think the Dragons are in all sorts. I really, really do. And it's all based around these players that are missing from the back row and this dilemma he's got, if you like, with Widdup and Corey Norman and Dufty and who should play where. But look, it's not going to be ironed out this week, is it? You'd have to think the Broncos will do a job on them.
Yeah, exactly right. That one's up at Suncorp Stadium and live here on Triple M. Then tomorrow night, we've got the Raiders taking on the Knights. That's the first game at 6 o'clock at GIO Stadium.
Look, this will be a good close game, I think, but I'm going to go with the Raiders just because I think it's a home game for them, and I saw some good in them against Melbourne. I think it'll be a close game, but I'll take the Raiders just.
And then the second one, the Eels, they're in second spot at the moment. Won't stay there for long, though. They take on the Roosters.
Oh, look, Parramatta fans, and I know that there are a few around your neck of the woods, Moffy, but by geez, don't they get ahead of themselves.
Mm.
They've won two games, and fair dinkum, they're having a ticker tape parade down Church Street, Parramatta. The Roosters might just calmly put them back in their box, I think, this week. The Roosters with Luke Keary in the side and Cooper Cronk back, Jake Friend back. It's an embarrassment of riches in that side. I think they'll be too good for Para.
Now, let's have a look at Saturday's games. We've got a couple of them. The first one is actually at Christchurch Stadium, and it's Manly Sea Eagles taking on the Warriors.
Yeah, mate, Manly haven't got a hope against the Warriors. Look, you know, they get Tom Trbojevic back. That game against the Roosters last week, that flattered them, I thought. Now, this is a home game for Manly, as you said. I mean, this is the team that want to stay playing in Brookvale, but they've got to go to Christchurch to get a crowd. You know, look, Manly are in a lot of trouble. They've become my hot tip for the wooden spoon. No depth. And, you know, missing a couple of good quality players in key positions, I'll take the Warriors.
Now, the Cowboys take on the Sharks on Saturday, Arvo.
This Tal Malolo business, mate, this is a massive out.
Yeah.
Look at the Cowboys. I think that'll hurt them on the field. I think it'll hurt them psychologically. And I'm going to tip them, but only just.
I mean, round one, they were talking about him being sort of, you know, the new JT and a lot banked on him, but he's going to be out at this stage probably about 10 weeks.
That's massive, isn't it? That's going to take us to halfway through the season practically before we see him. Yeah, look, it's a massive loss. They're still, this is the bloke that can run for 300 metres a game. What do they do? Look at, now, I haven't got it's a home game for them too, isn't it, mate?
So I'm going to take yes.
Just on the fact that it's a home game.
Lovely. All right, Panthers, they take on the Storm. That one's at Carrington Park.
Yeah, Carrington Park in the beautiful township of Bathurst. Lovely town, Bathurst. The Triple M have a big following there. And, of course, we go there for the race. Great town, great rugby league town. Penrith take a lot of games there. Melbourne, I think, will be too good for them.
West Tigers, they're on top of the ladder at the moment. And they have the Bulldogs head-to-head at Campbelltown. Home game for them as well.
And five changes to this Bulldogs side. He brings this Reece Martin back in. Of all the changes, I think people are saying to Dean Pay, where is Reece Martin? Why haven't you got him in your 17th? He's back in the 17th, but he's had to make five changes, Moffy. Haven't they been awful, the Dogs?
Mm.
The Warriors lapped him. Parramatta lapped them. They must have had 70 points put on them or more in 2 weeks of footy, and that's the opening 2 weeks of the season. So, you know, I'm a big Dean Pay fan, and I admire and love the Dogs as a club. It always concerns me when clubs say, we want to go back to the day, we want to bring a bit of Bulldogs back to the place. You know, I don't know if that works. I think you've just got to go for your best options, whether they're in or outside the club. And that's not to say Dean Pay was the wrong option. I love the bloke, and I think he'll do good things at that joint, but not right now. I think, I think they're going to a couple more losses, and the West Tigers are red hot at the moment.
Mate, let's talk about the Titans, because I reckon they'd be wishing that they didn't even have to get up on Sunday. Sunday night they play the Rabbitohs. They're going to get thumped, surely.
Mate, it'll be me and my beautiful bride, Miss Portugal 1984, in the Chairman's Club. She'll have a couple of wines. I'll be hoping for a Rabbitohs win and a kiss and a cuddle when I get home, and I will take the Rabbitohs to win this game by 18.
I reckon more than that.
Oh, Moffy. All right, I'll go with you. What are you saying?
22 or so.
Mate, if they win by 22, I will join you at the gym before you go on air. Because my spies tell me you go to the gym before you go on air. I will join you in the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever, God forbid, now you get there these days.
Hey, mate, thank you so much for catching up this week. Obviously, has the cushion come back yet from last week at Watson's?
Mate, I've got a feel-good story from Watson's Leisure Centre.
All right.
These wonderful people. Well, you don't know this, mate, but they are... In this industry, they are royalty. In the camper van motorhome industry, they are royalty.
Yeah.
They are now lobbying the state government and saying, if we're going to knock down Allianz Stadium and rebuild it, let's have a special section where people can come into the facility in their motorhomes and watch the rugby league live from the motorhome. Jayco are right behind it. I'm right behind it. Watson's are right behind it. It makes you bloody feel good to be an Australian.
Good on you, Maroon.
Glory, glory to South Sydney.